no matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, being black in America is tough.
There's some shit going on with black people right now.
From news and politics.
And over the middle, getting free.
To sports and entertainment.
Touchdown!
We're going to tell you exactly how we feel about it.
Have some fun, man!
This is Young Black and Bothered.
Welcome to Good, Bad, and Unavailable. Normally, you would hear one of the guys introduce the show. However, it is March, Women's History Month, so here I am to take over.
And also, it's Wrestle Break. So, yeah.
There we go. So, guys.
Oh, is it on me? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I low-key just woke up from being awake.
I woke up.
From being
woke
awake.
Up from being awake.
So you're going to remember that shit tomorrow.
Right away.
You
know damn well. Being awake. I'm trying to...
Being awake. So, hey, there it goes. It's your boy, Eric, a.k.a. The Mad... Whoa. It's hard to say mad while that first, like, horn don't come in.
You can't be mad.
You can't be mad at that horn, though. A.k.a., you know, The Mad Dapper, a.k.a. Crash Bandicoots. AKA Living with Drake Timonian. If y'all don't know what it is, look that motherfucker up. Join me in that motherfucker. Y'all gonna know what it is. AKA yeah, last week I dry like, yeah, you know what a yeah was. AKA I'm just looking around asking who's next. And finally, hi, my name is Eric, and I have diseases. And the disease is, I love eating thick women.
Bruh.
All right, and that's it.
D-Lo, know who you are.
Well, I can't follow up with that. I mean, that was just a lot. What's up, y'all? It's D-Banks. I'm back this week. I may be back next week. I don't know, man. This whole house buying adult. Don't be an adult, man. Fuck adulting, all right? Adulting is just bullshit. I've been living under a rock, so I'm actually here to get the current events just like everybody else is going to listen to this podcast because I don't know what the fuck is happening. Apparently, we disowned R. Kelly for like the 13th time in the past 20 years. And now people are contemplating disowning Michael Jackson again. So I'm confused. But I'm here for it. What's up?
Whew. Are you ready? Are you ready? You know what you came here for. You know what you came here for. You have to know who it is. You know who it is.
All right.
It's your boy Greg, a.k.a. Greggy, a.k.a. Mariachi Poppy, a.k.a. your titi's favorite lollipop, a.k.a. Young LaCroix, a.k.a. Swagnito, a.k.a. the Black Clark Kent, a.k.a. Crocodile Bunby, a.k.a. Andre and your daughter, a.k.a. when your girl says it's the seventh inning stretch, she's not watching baseball, a.k.a. Skinny Testaverde, a.k.a. Smack Nicholson, a.k.a. I only drink orange juice because OJ will kill you, a.k.a. Karl Marx Zuckerberg, a.k.a. I still fuck though, in case you didn't know. Give me mine. How can I? What the fuck was that, Kanye? Damn, you want me to repeat myself? No, we're good. You got it. God damn,
y'all like Crocodile?
That's
Bundy?
Right. God damn,
y'all like Andre and your daughter?
That how can I follow up with that? That's why I say you can't even. That's why I ask you to be last.
You don't like Karl Marx?
God damn it, I'm QAKA.
Y'all like that?
I don't have that many AKAs because you know I got kids and shit. But it's Q AKA QDZ AKA the teacher Q, a.k.a. I'm not a teacher right now, a.k.a. we ain't gonna go there, a.k.a. don't eat every pussy because it don't taste fresh, a.k.a.
AKA, make sure your pussy is fresh like sushi. AKA, I'm motherfucking here. AKA, I don't give a fuck what anyone has to say. AKA,
I'm with you. Definitely
wrong.
I will be drunk Q soon in this episode, but AKA, I'm here. God damn it.
All right. All right.
Oh, Lord.
So,
that was just
in honor of episode 76. Let's just get this out the way. Whenever it plays.
Shout out to you, girl.
You the hoe. And I got some hoes out of my room for this face.
Yo, is this a smooth nigga? Is this a smooth nigga?
No. Let me.
Welcome to the Good, Bad, and Unavailable podcast. Back again for another week. We have to give the formal introduction to Miss Tula.
What's that?
A.K.A. Tiff. A.K.A. I'll cut your throat. A.K.A. Silently.
I'm so nice.
Bitch, and I'll pray over you.
I'm so nice, though.
Silently, and I'll pray over you for it before I do it.
I appreciate that you know.
So, if she didn't already tell you, I'm going to tell you again. She's taking over the show. She has the topics for the show. She has all the notes for the show.
And they don't know really what I'm going to say, so it's going to be fine.
So, but before we get there, because we got to have the random thought. We have to. Everybody should have a random thought. I can start if
I have a fucking random thought. But
No, go ahead, Q. You can start this week.
No.
You want me to start?
Please start.
The reason why we played that song is because number one on Greg's random thoughts is, do you know the whole code?
Let me know, because I'm a lady. Okay.
How to get away with being indeed for everybody.
Can you say that louder for the followers?
I don't know that life.
So, we need to discuss exactly what is indeed the whole code. Because there's how to get away with murder, how to get a man, how to get married, how to watch another Tyler Perry movie with one of them subtitles. And more importantly, how to indeed be for everybody. So I need everybody to give me one rule of what it takes to be a hoe.
Sure.
What it takes to be a hoe.
Lack of self-respect.
Ally.
Respect yourself.
What's up?
You asking me as the ally?
Ally. What's up?
I think he's asking you as the hoe.
Fine. No.
Okay. Hey, yo, Darren, I respect it, though. I respect it because
I said the ally. I was trying to be disrespectful. I said he's the ally
because we know. I respect it, Darren. I respect it.
Thank you for backing me up, Darren. But I was saying that
as the ally. No, I'm saying so. Look, one thing that hoes don't exist, but if we're gonna call a hoe something.
Okay.
It comes from being an attention whore.
Okay. So
saying that
we'll get there.
That's the prerequisite. Because you have to be seeking attention. How you try to seek the attention is what may or may not make you a quote unquote hoe. Or what you do to get their attention may or may not make you what people call a hoe. But it all stems from the attention.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
yeah.
I guess when it comes to that, some people have a price and some people are willing to pay one.
Do you know what else in the world starts with ho? How to get away with murder? How in the fuck is R. Kelly not dead yet? How in the fuck are we still having to deal with this Michael Jackson shit 23 years later when we all knew? How in the fuck did Khloe Kardashian not know? How in the fuck is Tristan Thompson still alive? Because if that woman would have been black, something else would have happened. How in the fuck are we still doing the show with one mic? Like, we are not professional. And third...
That was eighth.
I'm not counting. Y'all not gonna give me shit. Eric had his. Tiff, do you have yours? And Q, do you have yours? Because we got to get into point number two.
how to be a hoe?
Don't make it personal.
Oh boy.
I'm trying not to make it.
I was gonna say, like, he has it on his heart. That's not good.
Don't stray.
Yeah.
Try not to be a hoe, don't stray. Whether it's you or a dog and you stray away from the dog park, or
what if I do a bitch?
or you're a woman and you stray away from your man.
Oh. I just have one more
point. That's it.
Hoes don't exist, but herpes does.
Whoa. That was cool.
What stays in Vegas stay?
That wasn't cool.
What happens in Vegas stay in, in Vegas?
That wasn't cool.
Oh, that my.
Wasn't cool, though.
What happens in Vegas stay in Vegas?
I'll rephrase that.
So,
hoes don't exist, but body counts do. Body counts do. But I don't care. You can't
be safe though.
This is
where the tax them.
I'm sorry. No, goddamn it. I need to say this shit. Body counts do not reset on January 1.
More importantly, your body count doesn't reset just because you read your astrology sign and it told you retrograde, you should put down the technology and focus on your inner self. There's a man that has already done that for you.
Ooh,
so
listen, he was in that thing.
So I'm just concerned. Are we still counting body counts when we're post 25?
Nigga, hey, yo, they man, are.
Nigga, look.
Okay. I'm proud.
I'm going to say this right now.
No, wait,
I ain't with these niggas. I don't give a fuck what your body count is.
Can you play
But that's the thing. We don't care about the body count.
Can you play the ally song?
He's talking the truth, though. He's saying the truth.
I'm talking about myself. Me, as in myself, I'm good fucking on the body count. I don't think it's not that important. You want to know why? Because for real, like...
Everybody's fucking?
No, not even just that, but with some real shit, as a man who knows how to fuck. Ladies, if you don't count niggas who ain't doing it well, I don't blame you. That's how I got it.
Thank you.
And that's why he's the ally.
First of all, let's address this.
That was a humble brag. I just want to let you know that.
Look, nigga, I'm me. Fuck it. Look, y'all niggas be thinking that fucking ally is a persona.
You are the goddamn ally. So keep going.
Nigga, I'm just motherfucking me, dog.
Yo,
I'm Rick Roll. Oh, yeah, I'm kiss my ass.
Yeah, tonight. Oh boy, this episode is gonna be.
How long are
you? This episode is gonna be crazy tonight.
Hey, yo, this shit is way too long, dog.
You feel better?
Almost.
You were jamming.
I'm jamming like shit.
Y'all niggas.
I have
no idea. I talk different when I'm drunk. Y'all hear something?
Yeah. It's called freedom. To freedom!
I hear ice in my cup.
Of course you do.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean,
you do. We know that to be
friends. What is the slow music? What's happening right now?
Like, this is the sad part on top of the frame.
Who is sad right now?
What the fuck is this shit, though?
We are actually lit.
She's part of my life.
No, for real?
She's part of my life.
Really, Mike Watson?
Rest in peace again, time. According to Oprah. But, I can get to sit back because Tiff has to give us the entire episode. The entire episode.
I don't
episode.
Know what the fuck just happened.
That mood just dropped so quick.
Oh, the mood just dropped.
But I'm gonna try to bring it back.
Yo, I don't know what. Hey, y'all. Listen, I apologize. I do not know what the fuck just happened. That's what was just weird. I'm with y'all. I'm right here with y'all. All right.
I actually need to get on y'all level, so I need to catch up.
I hate absolutely all of
it. It's okay. I love you through it anyhow.
go ahead, Tiff. Do I need to put us in a better mood again?
I mean, whew.
Nah. No music for the week.
So if some of you know me from another show, fuck that show because it's over now. The last episode was regarding what you have to offer besides your dick or your vagina. And, I mean, I can just ask y'all what y'all think you have to offer besides your dick.
Well, do you want me to go first?
So,
what do I have to offer other than dick? My mom not beating your ass, first and foremost. So that's an offering. That's a joke. No, but no. As a guy, what to offer other than dick is a lie, because I'm going to lie to you anyway. So, like,
you know, I respect honesty. We'll get back to that.
So, damn, I ain't been single in a long time. I don't even know what the fuck to offer. Just companionship, trust, honesty. So those three. Other than dick, what can a guy give him?
I don't even think you're going to agree with that.
I have something better. Go ahead, E. What you got?
The fuck? You want to ask me? Nigga, I don't have. First of all, let's be a real.
Why are we doing this?
Like, hey, yo,
I'll tell you what I got.
Nigga, I wasn't done yet. So, this is what I'm saying, right?
Goddamn.
I don't know. Okay? Like, I'm going to just keep it 100. Is that a real thing? Sometimes. Sometimes you just feel like, you know what, at the very least,
yeah.
I know that I have a place because she gonna call me up and I'm gonna lay this dick proper and his face proper, and at least for a moment in time I know that I have a purpose. Outside of that, some of us is going through life and we just slinging dick as we choose.
Okay, so
peace up, hey town.
He said, dicks up.
But no.
What I have to offer, is a fake Cash App sign.
Wait a minute, what does that even mean?
I have a fake Cash
App. You have someone else's like account that people take money from?
No, I have a fake
Cash App. You are a scammer? Is that what you're admitting to?
I'm not a scammer, but I have a fake Cash App account. You're not going to get the real one unless you really know me.
What in the fuck?
Fake Cash App. I've seen fake Instagram.
Why would you ever be getting out of here in the first place? Because I'm not a scrub. But I'm not a bugaboo either. It happens. Really, I'm a bugaboo. Fuck y'all. Fuck all y'all. Sometimes you gotta invent shit to get where you want to. Sometimes you gotta fake it to make it. And yes, I do have a fake.
So,
D didn't say his answer. We're gonna skip him.
Sometimes you gotta fake it to make it. And yes, I do have a fake.
I appreciate that, Tiff. You know, that's just me not being here. But what else do we have to offer? I can offer you a listening ear, quality time.
Not justice.
Okay, no, all this is bullshit. I can't offer you any of that shit because it's a lie. Like Greg said, anything that we say would technically be a lie. We're going to tell you whatever it is that you want to hear. But the ultimate goal is, you already know.
Yeah.
Yo,
that's just how it works.
Of Jesse.
I don't.
Was that Justin or Jesse?
Darren.
I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Darren. How you doing?
Did you really just?
I don't know what just happened.
No, I'm not even afraid.
Hello. How drunk are you?
I was introducing you all.
Shit. I'm sorry.
Drunk you.
I mean, he didn't have a
drunk glass. Drunk Q is officially in the building.
Jesus.
He just called Darren Jesse.
No, I thought that was.
Not even close to his name.
I'm sorry. No, I was not insulting.
Can we get to the next topic,
Darren?
Wait.
Darren, it's good to see you.
So sometimes I didn't have the opportunity to answer on the episode.
Good to see you, brother. Well, hear you, brother. Okay, moving on.
For me, it's communication, because niggas always complain about how women, like, will say, oh, I'm fine, but they really feel away, or they're hungry, but they don't. I say what I want, like, right then. So that's my pet peeve. Like, you don't, we'll get to that later. As far as people saying, you know, thinking things and not saying it to your face. But next topic, next case. Hey, TS. Okay. Hey, let's talk about pick-me's. Because this has been something that, like, I wondered for a while, like, your definition of it. People use it so freely. And I just realized what my definition is. But I want to hear y'all's definition, because I feel like it's mostly niggas who use it.
I thought you said dick me, and I was like, okay. Listen,
I need some.
Whoa. I was, okay. Wow. So, okay. When I was saying that, I guess, like, my definition of a pick me is honestly the equivalent of dick me. Like, hey, I'm going to do what I need to do to get what I want. They don't care about the female aspect or the opposite sex, rather, because they are pick me men as well. I just don't know them because, I mean, my friend's been my friend's father. So I guess maybe a pick me is somebody who honestly is choosing to be chosen instead of just being chosen. It's like, okay, I'm going to pick who I want and hope that they choose me as a result. And honestly, can I just say, y'all give the ally shit. This motherfucker is 2 for 2 right now. He's 2 for 2 right now. So let that motherfucker talk his shit.
Gotta give it credit with him.
No, moving on. Tell them what the pick me is.
And this is real easy for a nigga like me to see, because I'm never impressed by women who are pressed to get attention from niggas. And that's really where the crux of being the pick me is. It's a bunch of women who, for whatever reason, they elevate the importance of dick-wielding niggas to be higher than what we are. And not saying that niggas ain't shit. I'm saying that women got their own lives and shit to actually care about other than getting niggas. But, you know, some women out here, their entire life's work and sense of validation is to get a nigga.
We'll get to it later again.
So, you know, that's a pick me. If you doing anything possible to make sure that niggas see you favorably so you can hopefully get chose, use a fucking pick me. Straight like that.
How do you decipher, like, with your definition, someone who actually thinks like a nigga versus someone who's performing? So, like, my definition is someone who puts on a show for niggas.
But here's the thing, though. I don't give a fuck either one way or the next. They all in the same category to me. If you're doing it from a performative sense, you're trying to get attention from niggas. If you're doing it and you actually believe that shit, then maybe you just not that smart. Or maybe you just like this. Or maybe you don't even know that implicitly you're actually doing shit for the attention of niggas.
So you can be involuntary pick-me. Like, this is what I think, but also it's just what niggas think.
Like, if your mother raised you to always agree with what the men would say, and that's all you fucking know, then you're not purposely trying to be a pick-me, but you still a fucking pick-me.
Sure. IQ. All right, D, you want to go before to you? Because I don't know what he's about to say.
No, IQ got it. I didn't know what the hell a pick-me was until this started.
All right, so.
Oh, okay. IQ,
moving on.
I mean, shit.
Also, another little small tidbit. If you're a woman and you find yourself, like, if you say some shit on Twitter that's, like, controversial about other sexes, and you find yourself with a whole bunch of women disagreeing with you and a whole bunch of niggas agreeing with you, you just might have tweeted like a pick-me.
Oh, my.
I just happened to, like...
Do you want to give examples of pick-me tweets?
Ooh, are we doing this shit?
Do we want to give them?
Hey, yo, we can pull
up. Hashtag...
Tweet like a pick-me. Hey, hold on. Shout out to the creator. She like a pick-me. She knows who she is. If she's listening to this. Oh,
shit. Is this a hair? I'm sorry. I don't know how to end it. Turn it off.
No, I'm sorry.
Damn, Justin.
That's
it.
That's
what
shit. All right. Thank you. Yeah, we can, like, pull up too, like a pick me, but yeah. I just saw some shit today about a woman who tweeted talking about how you know, she decided that she couldn't take a job, a new job that was going to, like, make her pay go, like, try to hire, well, do be exactly what she wanted, all because it would have meant less time with her husband. She was like, I would never take a job that would make my husband, you know, like, have some less time with me. I was like,
it sounds like the husband had an issue. Like, she's trying to impress him. Meanwhile, I don't know, I just feel like,
meanwhile, the girl that tweeted is single as fuck. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, why you, what you mean? What the fuck are you talking about?
It's wild to me because a lot of people, I'm like, your pick meaning, I'm going to make it a verb because why not? Your pick meaning for dick, but dick is free no matter what you say.
Whoa.
No matter what you say, dick is free and available to the masses.
Let's be quite clear. This dick
in this setting, man. This dick ain't free.
Dick in general?
This dick.
Free as hell. That's the most, like, feminist of feminists. Like, you can say anything you want to. Girl, you can still, at the end of the day, get your, you know, little nit.
Nigga,
population.
This dick ain't free. Fuck all that. What could I see you talking
about? The dick ain't free, but it come with a price.
If you catch something.
And when I say
it. Tip does have a point. Any girl can literally get anything that they want at any given time. And not be the person want. But they can get dick when they want to.
That's an interesting topic. Because, you know, Valentine's Day was just like a month ago. Yeah. And all those memes were like, women, just to let you know, pussy is not a Valentine's Day gift. Did you notice that there was not one meme that said, hey, dick cannot be a Valentine's Day gift?
You know why? Right. You know why?
Because either
because how to get dare the ally has something to
no,
say.
No, okay. I'm saying, but how dare us, of course, tell y'all, oh, what you give me for Valentine's Day, dick?
Women like what I like to call year-round brown.
When I think I'm brown, I think I shit. So.
No, the dick is brown for you.
I apologize. Y'all, I'm actually getting a cousin for Lent. However,
you failed that a long time ago.
What were you saying, Love Rag? I apologize.
Sometimes women just want dick and a smile. And
not a smile, nigga. Uh-huh. Who smiles during sex? Y'all can't
speak about it. I do. I'll be happy. Fuck that.
You telling me you ain't never had a funny moment happen during sex? You are lying if you haven't had a funny moment happen during sex.
You laughed? Is that what you just said?
Yes. You have not laughed?
I can't think of a time where I laughed at a nigga. I feel like, wouldn't you stop and be offended if I laughed?
No, because...
No. It depends on the moment.
Sometimes... So I like to call this never... You feel like fuck silly. Like, I've literally been fucked to the point where I was laughing my ass off because of how good the shit was. She was riding me into oblivion.
I came and laughed at the same time. How much work riding is?
Nigga, I came.
A nigga laughs, I'm stopping and going the fuck home.
Nigga,
I came and
laughed at the same time. I was like, you know, I was like, usually they start yelling and shit, or like be laughing, like yelling when you come and shit. Nigga, I came. No, it was like, it was like a, nigga, I laughed all this shit. I came so hard, yo. And I kept laughing. Like, it was like the best joke ever. Like, yo, she's like destroying my ass right now. Like, that shit was hilarious, yo.
Sorry, we have to have a commercial break. This episode is brought to you by the Slut Walk.
Wow. I'm back in that bag, yo.
Yo, what did that happen?
I'm back in that bag.
What if a nigga flew you out to the fucking slut?
I'm back in that bag.
Ladies.
I got me fucked up, yo.
What if a nigga flew you out the weekend of the slut walk? Would you feel alive?
It would be the slut fly.
Yo. You gotta relax. You have to relax. You are way out of pocket, ma'am.
But she didn't walk there.
It's like you are.
Oh, you thought this is what that was?
You are out of compliance.
That's more so slut commute, ain't it? Like, wow. They got there somehow. They just didn't walk. So we ain't shit. Oh boy.
Oh my god.
She didn't fly Spirit. She flooded.
All I'm gonna say is in 10 years.
She didn't fly Spirit, she flies Flooded Airlines.
Oh, okay.
In 10 years, when this podcast is big and everybody is trying to pull up our old tweets and shit,
they're gonna feel bad. Right?
They're gonna feel like Steve Harvey's old hair. They're gonna be like,
Steve Harvey, did y'all bring him for talking about it, money like this? Like the craziness that he.
Let Gregory Hines do his tap dancing.
Oh, but Gregory was fine as hell.
I thought y'all were talking about the topic.
No, because we said you said Gregory Hines. No, I was like Gregory Hines
in the fucking tap dancing.
Yeah, I understand.
Ooh, boy. Yeah, they want to be Stadion Glover in front of these white folks like bamboozles. Nigga boy.
Oh, did you say Nick? He just
created. He did. That was like two slurs at once, y'all.
Nigga.
you weren't ready for that kind of
nigga boy.
What's wrong
with you?
I don't think.
As a woman, a nigga talk to me like that. Like, I thought the reaction would be a quick, like, pop him in the face. Like, I don't care if I'm on TV. Like, what did you say to me?
Ooh.
Why is your voice so high?
What did you say to me, nigga?
Lower your voice.
Wait, did you?
Right now.
Why did you say it to me, nigga?
Did you used to be a teacher?
She is.
You know, I almost wanted to be a teacher. However, I got some, like,
that's okay,
internship experience.
My ding-a-ling! I want you to play with my ding-a-ling!
This act is over!
Whew. Okay. I don't know where to go with this.
Wait a minute.
I started to say, until I got to a classroom, and children don't listen so well, and I don't have the patience.
Well,
that's what happened.
That's where I'm at right now.
But I like babies because they don't talk, but children, nah. All right. So.
Let's get off.
Y'all have any more random things?
Yes, I do.
You know he does. I love my notes, guys.
So, y'all know me. I'm not shit to begin with. So, full transparency, continuation of last week. A lot of people still got us fucked up.
Niggas got me fucked up.
A lot of people got us fucked
niggas
up.
Niggas got me fucked up.
Hey, bitch, you got me fucked up.
Shout out to Amanda Seals.
We ain't singing. No, bitch, you got me fucked up.
Ooh.
Yo, we're doing basketball. I don't care.
Yo, we were
that song is about, and I like it.
That's fine.
Not even that.
That's fine. I was just saying.
Nah, yo, hold up. Hold the fuck up. Hey, yo, Amanda Seals, look, we have left you alone. We have left you alone, yo. First of all, we've left you alone for, like, your lukewarm ass, like, performances and fucking Insecure. We've left your ass alone for actually trying to become part of Floetry when you weren't even like that. We left you alone when your ass motherfucking decided you was going to drop a damn comedy special that wasn't funny at all.
Oh, I haven't seen
and
that.
And now, at this moment in March 2019, when you lie. And say that Myron Rose sexually harassed you, and then you gotta walk that shit back at the fucking moonwalk. Ooh, bad timing. Anywho, then you gotta walk that shit back at the moonwalk, and you got the nerve, the fucking nerve.
Yes.
Look, if that nigga sexually harassed those other women, then that's fucked up. We're gonna start right there, right? But what you don't do is throw motherfucking water on a damn oil fire and then tell me, oh, I meant to do well. Nah, nigga, your dumb ass knew you don't fucking throw water on an oil fire. It's the same shit. You motherfucking did not get sexually harassed by this nigga. You're trying to add yourself to the fucking group of people that did, or possibly did, and we don't know. Nigga, boy, who the fuck is you?
Boy.
Oh, fuck that shit.
I didn't think that to happen, but I enjoy it.
Honestly,
woo shit! Like, you just expressed all of the anger that I had for like the past 30 minutes in that 15 in that 1-2 minute rant. Thank you, ally.
I'm not. But here's the thing, you know, E as the ally of the show, and honestly, of the people that we know, the groups that we know, because I'm not an ally. You fuck up once, I think that's it. We've given enough people enough redemption points and, like, free vouchers and shit like that for E, of all people, who's always telling us, like, yo, like, they didn't have to do that, but it was just something that, you know, like, give them a chance. Give them a break.
She's been doing this shit consistently. It's like her celebrity's not enough, so she has to try to over celebrity, kind of like how Jordan Woods now. Like, you did what you did,
but don't fuck.
Wait, are you not Team Jordan?
But no. Myron Rowe is a fucking old scholar.
Because
no,
and
it's a mess. No,
he's smarter than all of us in this room.
Like, I was like, come on, a man. Jordan Woods fan up until I found out that next week she's going to do another interview where she does a live lie detector test.
But
actually, well, I respect it.
Okay.
Now
I respect it.
Look. You deal with foolery. When you deal with clownery. Fuck Monique, but when you deal with clownery.
Oh, why do we have to?
Man, I didn't deal with clownery.
I'm starting on her.
I was talking.
I didn't deal with clownery,
like,
but
one at a time.
I didn't deal with clownery, but like Jordan Woods, my role, like this nigga was. Rose
what did you just say?
I don't know what the word you were just trying to say was.
He said Jordan Woods. And he said,
Jordan Woods, my role, who's a Rhodes Scholar.
Man, that shit don't fucking matter, dog.
No, that shit, like, no.
I thought he called her a roller.
Shut the fuck up.
He called her a roller.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up and keep ruling. Like, he rejected you because you're not up to his standards. Shut up. Keep moving.
I'm not going to silence her.
I'm silencing her. You cannot silence her.
Let's be fair, yo. If you nut inside of it, it is your standards.
Oh boy.
Oh, did she give those kind of details?
No, I'm saying. I'm saying like we can't see.
You went there.
Like Tristan can't act like Khloe Kardashian is not up to standards because he nutted inside. I'm not saying you didn't.
No, I'm not arguing your point. We'll talk later.
I'm just saying in general, it's like, you know, like some of us gotta stop lying. Hey yo, niggas, a lot of us are fucks and ducks, but we nutted inside it. At the end of the day, you can't say it's not your type. If you nut inside it.
There's a video going around of a table full of niggas who are giving a cheers to having more light-skinned babies. I would like to say,
oh boy,
those niggas can collectively go to hell.
Damn.
Like,
how did she censor herself and curse at the same time?
I thought it was lit.
I had to say it like a lady. But that's the best I can give these niggas.
I told him it was lit. Make sure you say like a lady, not the first lady.
No. I thought it was lit.
We'll get to there.
y'all missed it.
You know,
y'all
missed it. I caught it. I'm gonna put it back down this time.
Make sure you act like the lady and not the first lady.
Oh shit!
Damn it! I was not going there. I was all I was going to.
We will be.
I clearly need to catch up.
All I was going to say was, I thought it was lint, and you was giving up cursing.
I told you, suspend it because I can't control it right now. Like,
okay, that's all I want. No,
we got to get to the next topic. Y'all getting off the rails. Y'all getting off the rails. So.
Okay, well, I mean, the next thing I have, I thought we were free-flowing and shit.
I don't even know where that was going. I was like,
yo, what just happened?
See, you know, Tristan should really be an ex to a Kardashian right now. Being a cheating-ass nigga should deserve you an ex, you know, title.
Let's save that for, like, later, right now.
She's hosting the show.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn, dog. What?
This is her show.
Tristan should be an ex. Like, is there anything from your ex that maybe you missed other than like the good person you received at the time?
Let's be quite frank, alright? Like, I'm not gonna say the L's gonna be fucked up. No,
let it out.
I miss discussions with my ex. My ex was fun as shit. like she was a really, really intelligent person. Like I really like dug that about her. So I miss being able to like talk to her about how I did talk to her. You know?
Yeah. So like what was it that like set you off? Like that made it end. Never mind.
We're not doing that.
Well, you know what?
We're gonna make it real simple. It was like, you know, I messed up. She ended it. Like that it wasn't like, okay. It wasn't her. Like no.
We're skipping to you.
Mine is gonna be the pettiest fucking excuse.
We're not going there, right?
So
now, I had
to write it down. I said the only reason I would miss an ex is that another nigga could possibly be fucking her better than me after me.
Wait.
What?
So you're missing that, her the, because you want to like prove a point?
Yeah,
like
but no.
This is better.
He misses being the best way. He missed knowing that
he's. You had that title?
Hey, yo, yep. For some niggas, it's a big deal. Some niggas miss being the best way.
I don't mind being that nigga. Like, sure. Like, yeah, if I'm going to be the best, yeah. I'd rather be the best in number 9.
Shoot, 9 is a low-ass number.
But think about it. Everybody had a whole phase after a relationship.
You don't even get a medal at number 9.
Wait. 9 is low-ass number is relative. Because
you know what? Body count is important.
Because I was like, I mean, if you were the top 10 percentile,
I'm top 3 too, but hey, you want to do what you want to do. Do that.
That just got mad somber.
I was like, woo, yeah. So like, is there anything you miss about an ex though, since you want
to? Okay, remind me what I should have.
What do you miss about an ex?
Other than the person.
What I miss about?
Other than the sex.
Stability?
Oh, why must you do this?
Yes.
Why are you
no,
this way?
No, no. No, I'm...
Why
I'm,
are you this way?
No. Tim, I'm not going to disagree. I miss this literally with that particular ex.
The what?
And they know which particular ex I'm talking about.
Oh, how Jesus.
Not the one that burns my tits. They know.
I thought you said tits. The nigga said tits. I thought it was
I ain't got shit to hide. Fuck it. They know.
I can't breathe.
They know I hate her. Her family knows I hate them. I could care less. This is on Facebook and Twitter. I could care fucking less.
Would you say her name was?
I hate.
I'm wheezing.
I can care less.
This way.
Oh shit! After being depressed over what she did for the she cheated.
Yeah.
Like that. She cheated. Yep.
Oh my god.
And everybody knows.
I just had to keep myself on mute because I couldn't laugh at this therapy over the phone as y'all are in person.
To the next topic.
Why did you say to me, nigga?
It's the one that got away.
To the next topic, please.
Oh, is that already? He's doing the answer.
Answers to the question. I'm saying next topic. Oh, go. Okay.
So is there one that got away?
To the next topic.
Honestly, though, like thinking about it, they didn't really get away.
I think I kind of got away.
Oh,
you didn't.
No. Speak on that.
I want to hear the rest of this.
No, speak on that, dog. No, that's interesting.
No, and this has happened a few times. So for me personally, like I've been in situations where I fell in love with a woman or something like that, or just like had a situation where I liked that person enough and either I was getting like, you know, I was given 60, they were giving 40, or I was given 70, given 30. More importantly, like I just might've been putting in 100% thinking that they were doing 100%. And it was like, nah, this is just shit they do with everybody and they treat everybody equally. And that's just not cool. So when it comes to the question, no. I couldn't see myself with an ex. I'm like, you know what? Now at 32, now that I know the things I know, the lessons that I've had, you know, past, present, or whatever, I just could not see myself going after an ex. And the thing is, the exes are actually now coming back around. This shit's weird.
Well, let them.
No, not so
for
you. Small.
For me. No, you got to understand. DC's like, you know, count of humans ain't that big anyway, to the point where people move and they think, okay, I'm gonna move to Atlanta and that's gonna make it better. No. What do you think?
Atlanta is just as small. Trust me.
Atlanta's where you reset your body count. So that and CIAA.
You disagree?
CIAA is Vegas.
Just make sure they're actually women.
CIAA is Vegas.
Oh, did you just...
What are you saying? What's he that, dog?
Nope, because the last time we did this, I got yelled at and screamed at because I forgot a letter in the damn LBGTQIA elemental P community and cursed me out. So I'm staying quiet.
You know who would really appreciate the fact that you said that?
She's gone. Person is gone. Amen.
Oh boy. Talk about growth. So Tiff, what else you got for us?
Yeah, so I brought that topic up because Diddy, he posted a picture recently of him and Kim Porter. And y'all know like they never got to the point of, you know, being in a long-term like wife husband relationship, but he posted a picture like how he missed her, blah blah, and somebody commented like, you should have wiped it while you had the chance. I don't know the exact quote, but it's something about how you missed out on it while you had it. And it was like he was talking about how he knew he messed up and he should have, you know, gotten on it while he had it. And that's why I asked the question, because like so many, I don't want to say just niggas, but people in general who are in such good situations but spoil it. And it's like, do you look back and ever see like what you did to spoil it?
Damn, I didn't even answer the shit.
Yep, you did. Definitely.
If we go in an order, you didn't. Eric, you want to get it in while before we go into?
I didn't say what. I didn't say like when I got away.
But I thought, okay, well, go ahead.
I mean, it's D and then E.
Yeah, look, duh. You
even though technically,
you asked me.
No,
fair enough. Not like I don't know if I could ever say one got away because I'm not the person that I was then.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like, damn, like, you're reminiscing on, like, a time where certain shit you did was okay, and then you grew from that time period. So, like, I look back on a lot of my relationships very fondly, but at the same time, it's not like a, oh, damn, I want that back.
Yeah.
It's like a, I mean, that was an enjoyable time for the time period, yeah. But I'm not that person that right. I was
you
then.
You outgrown them like they
outgrown
you.
I didn't outgrow them, but I outgrew the person that I was, and the person that I was like them.
Yeah. That's true.
The person that I am now. Yeah, it's like, so I can't, and that's not a diss to any of them, because they're great women.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying,
and it's good that you can say that, because some people will be like, nah, fuck that bitch, because you're not.
No, we still have, though. That shit didn't stop. That shit didn't stop.
Don't pretend what he's thinking of right now. It's not us.
Right now, but I'm saying, you know.
every man and every woman too, because I got to make it even, should have two people that they wish they never fucked with, but they won't go anywhere.
Oh, I'm just going to be what I wish I never had sex. Huh.
Yeah. Me too. Huh. I would say names.
So if you wait a minute, so were. If you if men don't count bodies as far as, you know.
Men can't.
No, no, no. Well, no, no. So you say you count bad bodies?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you don't throw it. I mean, a bad body doesn't make the list.
But I don't ever have to answer. I don't answer questions about my body count because if you ask me, I'm really sure you're a fucking dummy.
More importantly, he's going through his mental Rolodex like, yo, I stopped counting at 26. And 26 happened in 09 Twitter. Am I lying or telling the truth? Like,
nah, I'm not. I wasn't bad.
Nah, that's facts.
No, all I'm going to say is this. I don't want to step on like E's thing, but For guys, more importantly, like me, when I think of like my body count and stuff like that, I just look at my likes on Instagram. And I'm like, oh shit, like everybody's done it where they've gone through their Instagram. I'm like, oh yeah, either I talked to this person or, you know, this person's in my messages, blah, 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 blah. I look at my like likes on Instagram or Facebook, something like that. And I'm like, oh boy, like there was a time. And honestly, it only happens when I drink. So I'm probably going to look at him like, thank God that didn't happen. You know, maybe what would have happened with that? So, yeah. And, you know, to answer your question, yeah, there might be moments where I thought that, you know, things would work out or I wish that they would have. And then I see their three kids. I'm like, nah.
That would have been you, my guy.
That would have been me. I see shit like that.
Four with one on the way.
But here's the thing, like all of us, like as guys, like we've all had women come back in our lives and tell us their tragic story is if like we're supposed to like help, you know, fix that. Like I've had exes hit me back like, oh yeah, the guy I'm talking to now hits me. I'm like, what the fuck you want me to do? Like, like thanks for telling me. You need a journal? Like,
and dot 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 question mark. Like,
oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. But the thing is, a lot of because maybe it's as a guy, I can only say the woman perspective of things, like, you know, to the opposite sex.
Yeah.
But as a guy, it seems like just when everything is going right in our personal space and personal like life and everything, people that you didn't think that thought about you start coming back.
All facts.
Every single time. It's like we'll have a situation like, for example, my wife and I. So we'll be having fun, you know, going out places and doing things. And then somebody who's like never liked photos or something like that will like four photos in a row. And I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? Because it's a tactic to like, hey, you see me looking at this shit. I kind of want your attention right now. And I didn't know the power of the round ring until I got married. But it seems as though like when people see that shit, or not even just the round ring, just being happy. They can see you post a girl or, you know, somebody that you're talking to at the time, having fun on Instagram stories, Instagram Live, and nigga, they're in your messages like, who is that? Or, hey, how you been? Hey, stranger, something like that. I used to think it was just guys who did that shit, because honestly, there's been moments in my past that I've literally gone and liked some shit the same way. But the thing is, I'll like it because I'm drunk and just move on.
With no, like, intentions.
No intentions at all. It's just like, oh, well, I didn't like that photo from 37 weeks ago, but I'm scrolling, you know, at a bar drunk. Like, oh, cool. Like, boom, I like that photo. Now I've learned to just like photos with kids. That way I don't get in trouble. So, you know, bring the story back to what it is. When it comes to, like, women, you know, with guys at least, they do some really petty tactics just to get your attention.
The funniest thing I've seen is there's a nigga who I used to fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
Not be with, fuck with, who?
Ooh, 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 you need the Baltimore club music for that shit.
Who never stopped being in my DMs and liking my stories and pictures and stuff. But come to find out, the girl who got back with, who is a girlfriend now, has the same name as me. Now let's talk about how I honestly feel like he was thinking about her while I was giving him my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's weird, but I mean, is that a thing y'all niggas do? Like, it's like a fantasy. Like, let me call his name. It was the same name, but
that could be the case. Maybe, like, I know Eric's about to like expound on it. I've never been in a situation where I'm like having sex with someone and thinking about somebody else.
because in that moment, honestly, I'm not even really thinking. I feel like the best sex that you have is when you like kind of take yourself out of the room that you're in. So I don't have to deal with that, but you know, your situation.
I've definitely envisioned fucking somebody else while I was fucking somebody else.
Did you outwardly say a different name ever? I feel like that's...
Yes, I have. So like, I definitely have.
This going to sound really fucked up.
I'm ready.
With a lot of women that I've had sex with, it was just a conversation between me and the vagina. And she was just there. And she was just there. It was like, look, my whole interaction was just with the pussy. And like, if she got all the pleasure of it, it was by consequence.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just was like fucking the shit out of the pussy. Like, so
see, I must have been on the same playing field because she, for her to not have said anything back to you,
no, there's no,
I would feel away.
But it's like, when you're last, when you're giving,
motherfucker,
when you're giving the dick,
you lowered your voice.
No, because sometimes you want to whisper to me so I can hear it.
And then, you know, you got told you must say this shit like, Martin, like when you give her the dick.
R.I.P.
When you give her the dick, it's a little different, right? The soda woman that I had sex with, we're just fucking. They don't give a fuck about no if like real connection. I'm not gonna treat them like they're not. They like my thing is like my whole focus is making sure that the pussy feels good. So it's like I'm really like intimate. I have an intimate intimate conflict issue with it, and I gotta beat it up properly. And what I'm saying is that you know, because of that, I'm not concerned necessarily with who's connected to it. I'm a fuck with gauze.
So, go ahead.
Well,
let's get into the next
one.
That being said, so this fuck buddy thing has me fucked up because I feel like the buddy part, niggas don't know how to be friends with females. Like, that's my general thing that I've like cut
off.
Wait,
what?
Like, I don't think men and women can just be friends. Like, unless you are totally, like, you don't fuck with them at all. I don't think it could be an authentic friendship. But, you know, talking to niggas, how do y'all feel? Like, that's like...
Can I take lead? Because my best friend is a female.
So how does that work?
Strictly platonic.
Never.
And she's married.
I had a best lady.
Most of my,
at the wedding.
That's never facts. That's a fact. Most of my friends
growing
up were women that the ones that I'm still cool with, the majority of them, I have never fucked.
That's how it was the whole time, though? Like, no.
That's how it was the entire time.
Yes.
It's one that I did not want like that, but we just cool.
Yeah.
I know from a woman's perspective, like, I've met women like this before who all they fuck with is men. And it's like, it's because they can't hold a relationship with another woman.
Ooh.
So, I'm making myself
damn, too it's like, it's to the point where, like, they're always doing something to make sure they have the attention and like comfort of being around
niggas.
It's
like, performance art. It's like, here we go. Right? Here we are.
Yo, that shit funny, wild. That shit John wild.
So it's like, that's why, from my experience, any woman who like is close to a nigga in that way is because they're trying something. Like, my guard's up when I see that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, and respectfully so, though. Like, I can understand why, as a female, your guard would be up, but it's not always the case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are, you're looking at three guys in this room
mm-hmm.
that genuinely have female friends that are strictly that nothing has ever happened. It wasn't a situation before, and then, all right, no, we just need to be cool type thing. Nah, we were just strictly cool from jump.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing ever happened. We're going to remain cool. So on and so forth. Now there are the other side. There's the other side to the coin where we may have had in the past a female friend that became friend zoned after something happened.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go there though? That's interesting to me because, like, how do you go backwards in that sense? Like,
when you recognize that you're not like it.
I'll give y'all a scenario.
If you give me a good dick, like, my nigga, if we're not gonna keep fucking, then.
Well, I'll say something without trying to say too much, but so I'm just doing what Eric says we do as men, like giving the dick, and it was a thing where this person at the time had somebody, and me, I had somebody as well, so they had to choose. I had to choose. I was I might as well just go ahead and, you know.
Nope.
But nah, so we both had to choose, and we chose our, you know, prospective persons. But I chose, and I'm, you know, at that point content with what I have. This person still out here hoeing.
So, like, just to butt in a little, were they hoeing when you were still fucking them? Or you determined after they made their choice that they were now hoeing because they didn't make the choice of you?
Remember, hoes don't exist.
This is
what to Richie. Hey, girl.
This, oh my lord. So this is what I'll say.
Let's hear about that one. So
yeah, for me, I don't call women hoes intentionally. I don't go and say it because, like, honestly, all of myself and my friends are hoes as well. And plus, if you're gonna do hoe shit, you're probably doing it with the hoe. So, does that make sense, or should I, like, kind of
elaborate? I'll elaborate on that because hoe shit.
Yeah. So.
Factual.
As a man, if you're doing what's considered whole shit, not just until you have to do it with somebody. That's like the equivalent of, you know, guys saying, oh yeah, you know, I'm not fucking with her because she's plus size or she ugly or she got six toes, something like that. But she keeps saying how much dick she's getting. So it's like, wait, somebody's hitting.
Hey, yo, so look, I'm not.
No, he about to take it there.
No, I'm not.
He about to take it.
Look,
I should have said 7 toes.
Right? Nah, that's look, man.
Oh, wait, have you fucked with a 6-toe bitch before?
Why the fuck she had to try? She did not have 6 toes.
No,
did she have a third nipple?
Well, she did have.
You said a third nipple before?
Whoa! No, but she was missing a finger.
Mm. Yeah,
from birth, it was. Like, she had skinny hands, but if her hands were thick, it looked like I was getting head at the time from a Ninja Turtle.
Now the imagery just took me off right now.
I can tell
you,
this is a real life thing, by the way. So, like, it sounds like I'm trying to be fucked up, but I'm actually telling.
He's telling nothing.
Real life details about, like, and this, mind you, this was my first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally the story of my first
time. Did you say first time? Even like you lost virginity?
Yes,
to a
that
fourth?
Was catfish. I was catfish.
Wait, I thought you said a sport. I was like, what?
Wow. Yo, why is that fitting? That's so fucked up and wrong.
What?
Yo, I thought she said sport because sport.
Hey, young, wow, Joe. Young, you wow, Joe. Just for that.
So we're naming this episode "Sex with a Sport."
You know what?
No.
I approve.
God damn.
Who are we? We are terrible. So please, give us more.
I'm just here.
Wow. Sex with... That was wrong. I'm sorry.
Sex with a sport, nigga.
Wow. I had sex with a girl with a unibrow.
Which eye was it over?
Let's take a break and we'll come back with what's bothering us.
Hey, do you have the Wi-Fi password? Common words everyone has said in an airport, coffee shop, or any public place with free internet. Don't fall victim to internet hackers while using free internet thanks to NordVPN. NordVPN is one of those services you tell yourself you don't need until it's too late. We've used the NordVPN to browse the web, check bank accounts, and even stream apps like Netflix. It's the only VPN service that lets you bypass ISPs, perfect for when your job has sites you frequent like Facebook is blocked. It's the best VPN service you can get for both price and performance. Install NordVPN on up to 6 devices, including your smartphone, tablet, and desktop, and experience the service for yourself. Start protecting yourself and your content with NordVPN by heading over to nordvpn.com/YBAB at checkout and save 75% on your subscription.
Okay, so fellas, I'm gonna let y'all go first. I know usually it's ladies first, but I'm gonna take charge and say that y'all can go first this week and tell the listeners what is bothering you this week. I got a lot to say, so that's why we're really gonna go on last.
Oh, okay. Talk to your shit. Damn, what is okay? So no, for real, what is bothering me is like people lacking integrity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like your ability to like say something and then like make sure that thing that you say is what reality is. Like your ability to follow up. Your people's lack of self-efficacy. The ability to say something and like see it through and believe they can actually do that shit.
Say it with your whole chest.
You know what I'm saying? Like I struggle with it. You know what I'm saying? So, because sometimes I can't say it myself. So that's why I'm saying. Like, what's bothering me sometimes is me. I'm saying in general, like, yo, like a lot of people, like, they try to, they say they one way, but for some odd reason, they don't just follow through. And it's like, if everybody just did that for themselves, everybody would be better off. That's how I feel. That's what's been bothering me recently.
That's what's been bothering you?
Yep.
Well, that's good. Because I have a, what's blessing me.
Oh, switch it up on us.
So, what's...
Okay,
so, I guess for me, I don't really have a what's bothering me.
Yeah,
but if I had to have a what's bothering me, it's more so people not holding themselves accountable for the things that they're accountable of. Like, if you a fuck up, you a fuck up, but you can change. A lot of people just refuse to because they're stuck in their ways or they feel as though they're comfortable with the way that things are. That's just not how it works. If you a fuck up, you're basically a fuck up. Saying that to say this, my little rant that I just had, what actually is bothering me is still men who hit women. That shit, I'm not cool with. So, any ex of a sibling of mine who still is trying that shit and sending these messages, just let you know the shit's not going to end good. Saying that to say this, Ms. Tulip, what is bothering you?
I'm sorry, I'm recovering because I didn't see that comment at the end there. But I've got a ton to say. So y'all know me and people who are listening that know me to be the person who doesn't start anything with anyone. But if you want to start, I can put a period where there's a question mark. The question being, if someone tried to answer is fuck no. Don't fucking try me, bitch. Like, that being said, I'd like to tell a certain young first lady. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If you have anything to say about me, please be bold enough and bad enough to say it to my fucking face. Like, to me, I thought there's nothing worse than a person who is cowardly enough to talk behind your back. And then to your face, just act like it's all goody. And when I give you the opportunity, like when I already know you've been saying shit, and I ask you, hi, how are you doing today? Is there anything you want to tell me today? You know, it's kind of scary because I've told you what, I'm nice, but I'm not friendly. I don't call everybody my friend, which is why I don't have expectations for you, which is why I told you, if you have something to say, use your big girl voice and say it. You want to be mute? Fine. So I find out that you have the shit to say even after I said that. So here we are. Since you're light-skinned, but you're not that cute. Just because you're light-skinned doesn't mean you're cute. Doesn't mean you can come in my neck because you feel a way about yourself, girl. And I don't even know why my looks are attracted to your ass because I'm not trying to fuck you. Like, why should you thinking I'm attractive or I'm attractive bother me? It doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that you feel like you have to tell this to people I don't even fucking know. And they have to come to me in my DMs. oh, that's how children fight over mama jokes. Like, the way mama jokes are is how I am about my sister. Now, it came to mean that not only were you talking about me, but my sister. Oh, girl. That was the wrong thing to do. Because you caught me at the right stage of life. When I was like a teenager, I might have thrown hands. But now you're just getting this little bit of shade. Since this will teach you a lesson, because you may not be so lucky with the next one. Look, I know where you live, but I'm not about to pull up. The next one might just pull up on you with some hands or something else, you know, who knows? But, you know, I'm the kind one, I'm the mature one here. Lastly, since I'm so ugly to you, I'm going to be silly for the moment and say, and so you do right by Tiff. Everything you even think about is going to fail. Good the hell up, sis. Hope next time you try to swallow, since we know you don't currently do that, that you choke on that shit. Fuck you what you stand for, girl. Girl, fuck you. Like, anything. Like, that being said, I took up a lot of time already. You know, you don't deserve that much time. But since I took that time, thanks for listening to the Good, Bad, and the Unavailable podcast show. I appreciate y'all inviting me to run this shit for tonight. Happy Women's History Month. But, you know, some sisters got to get it together. And here I am to get you together, bitch. Here we are. Here I am by myself. I don't need a crowd to get me together. Since you think I should have came to you on the side, like, here it is directly to you. So, you know, anyone else have anything to say on the matter? I don't care, because now I have it all out.
I'm over here across the room.
I don't care. You know, y'all niggas on social media. I'm too much to come in my DMs by. Like, I feel like you already blocked me. That's cool. I don't have shit to say to you. Since you clearly didn't have anything to say to me to my face, you had something to say about, you know, about me to your friends and people who you thought were friends. Girl, you need a male role model or something instead of just a male to fuck. Because I thought that's what you know, let's get there. Because I feel like every nigga that you talk to, you just feel like...
Whoa.
Oh. Oh, no? We don't want to continue?
Oh,
take your time, babe.
Because I feel like you don't know how to distinguish between just a nigga who wants to talk and a nigga who wants to fuck you, bitch. Like, that's your goal?
We'll be back after these messages.
That's too much? Y'all should not let me keep talking. Nobody's gonna interrupt me.
Oh, my lord. So we need to get into Dope and Note. What the fuck just happened?
Hey, yo.
All right.
I don't care.
I guess since D's not here this week, I'm... Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Y'all ain't gonna get social media out?
No. So...
We ain't open yet, dog.
Oh, Aaron, you have something to say?
No.
The floor is open.
No, it's not, actually. No.
This is what happens when you go and just take a break and just leave the mic. But we need to get into Dope and Note. So, Dope and Note is a segment that we use every week. Hopefully it's not every week, because it's not like there's that much good music coming out. So we've been like throwing shit back and forth. I am waiting for the next 15 minutes for Juice WRLD to come out. I need that. And I ain't even a fan of Juice WRLD, but I know it's going to be flames. So Dope and Note, how it works is simple. And Eric's going to tell you.
So basically, Dope and Note is real simple, y'all. Everybody holds your thumb up in the air. You know, like you got a motherfucking plum under the summer around Christmas time. For y'all bougie-ass niggas. Or like, you know, the first lady that wants to, like, you know, fuck a dude in the ass so badly. Anywho.
Get your peg on, bitches.
I'm not really... I don't have a personal problem with her, but, like, yo, that shit was...
Oh, she sure had a personal problem with you.
That shit was... Oh, wait. For real? She was talking shit about me? Damn.
That's how I believed it when she said that she randomly had a problem with me. Oh, we called him. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, no. Okay. Keep on.
Because I believe it. Somebody told me somebody come on me because you talk to everybody else to me. So now I'm going to believe that you're a shit talker for real about everybody. Go ahead, Eric. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. You good. Oh, no. I just had a suggestion for Dope and Nope. But like you were saying, Doping Up is real simple. If you have your thumb up in the air, it's a dope song. It's a type, it's a, you know, something you want to hear. That shit fire. If it's in the middle to the left, if it's pointing to the left or right, that means that it's a or, which is like, you know, I may or like not, or I may or may not like not. You know what I'm saying? Like you might like it, you may not like it. It depends on the situation. If you got it pointing south or down, it means that this shit is garbage. It's utter and complete garbage.
So, as you know, and he's already said it, so I'll regurgitate it. Dope means you fuck with it, or it's like, ah, sorry. And nope is absolutely not. So saying that to say this, we only have a few this week because it's not much that has come out. And we're not playing any Ariana Grande at all. Exactly. The chick with the ponytail.
She owes 2 Chainz a bag. You hear me?
She owes Nickelodeon her career. But we'll talk about that later.
Damn. Nick Cannon brought us Ariana Grande?
Unfortunately. Shout out to Kenan and Kel because all that is coming back with all the original
cast. I'm here for it as long as they get the casting right.
Mm. No, everybody's coming back.
I don't think there's going to be enough blood to go around for the original cast.
Oh, boy. Ready?
No, sorry. Did I make that escalate quickly?
Like, my cow's out here drinking things.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
The first song off of Dope Note is by Rocky Fresh, and it's called Must Be featuring Chris Brown.
Whipping and swerving, hitting them curves, cause I'm on my way to convention. The way that you serve it, making me nervous, nobody give me this feeling. We don't do dates, but we can relate, cause we just be smoking and chilling. Know you've been waiting, gotta stay patient, we'll be on top in a minute. I saw it in the beginning. You were bound to give me problems, go back and forth like it's tennis. You got everybody watching, but I see the stars when I'm in it.
Had to run that back.
Whipping and swerving, hitting them curves, cause I'm on my way to convention. The way that you serve it, making me nervous, nobody give me this feeling. We don't do dates, but we can relate, cause we just be smoking and chilling. Know you've been waiting, gotta stay patient, we'll be on top in a minute. I saw it in the beginning. You were bound to give me problems, go back and forth like it's tennis. You got everybody watching, but I see the stars when I'm in it. But I gotta leave when I'm finished. Gotta get back to my business. Money and fucking these bitches.
Feel my speed, keep hitting up the phone, texting where I'm at. You be complicated, still make me laugh. She's a little pain in the ass, but she still get the bag. When I'm mad, I still want her. Like the first day we met, first time we had sex. You just hold on to me, be afraid. No more lying, no more cheating.
So that was Rocky Fresh's Must Be featuring Chris Brown.
That shit was fire.
Dip.
I fuck with it. That's
that
a dope.
Shit, that shit was fire.
That was a dope.
That's a dope.
All right, so the next song is Uncle Murda's 62 featuring Tory Lanez.
Did you say Uncle Murda, nigga?
Break it down, we don't sell weight, man, motherfucker.
That was 62 by Uncle Murder featuring Tory Lanez. Dope note.
Four.
I said the same.
That shit was about to, like, he was about to come in. I'm going to give it an all. I'm going to give it a solid all.
Okay. So, we got dance.
I was just surprised that it was fucking Uncle Murder. Yeah. I was like, nigga, wait. Unanimous.
Yeah, unanimous. So, the next song is by Iceware Vizo, and it's called Balance featuring Big Sean.
When you say I miss you, I don't believe it, cause I got trust issue.
Check out.
Yeah, we still balance. Yeah, a lot of niggas falling off. We still balance. Let it hit. Yeah, I bet they feel that shit. I saw my shit, but bet that I back it. And I can't trust a fucking thing telling me. I done been through everything except for wedding ring. Tried to block my old bitch, yeah, she dead to me. Being on is my motherfucking destiny. Yeah. Burn all my way, shit, this bitch up. Yeah. Shorty see my wrist, bet this bitch fucking. Yeah. I've been turning up for like 6 summers. Type of nigga shoot the club up till I hit something. These niggas burgers, they ain't hit nothing. I just got a squirter with a big onion. Spit another birdie, now my wrist flooded. RIP my nigga Loki, that's my big cousin. Should've put your jeweler in the casket. I just bought another Cuban, I'm a savage. Bitch, I'm a boss, I ain't average. A lot of niggas falling off, we still balance, nigga. Yeah, we still balance, yeah. A lot of niggas falling off, we still balance. Let it hit, yeah, I bet they feel that shit. I saw my shit, but bet that I back it.
All right, so that was Iceware Vizo, Balance, featuring Big Sean. Dope and dope.
That's dope for me.
Yeah, that shit was
kind of, I like that.
That shit snuck into the dope category. Yeah. I was like, yo.
It snuck in. It was like real high ore. It was like, all right.
I was like, how am I rocking right now?
Yeah, like Big Sean was all right in it. Right, and then it started came off in.
Weird. I was like, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh.
It's nice. I like it.
Like, obviously, if we in, like, a club or bar or something like that, and it comes on, you're like, oh, that's that. I can give a that.
That's that.
Yep. Cuz or else, right? Let him know.
Cuz or else, nigga.
Let him know.
Cuz or else.
Let him know. All right, so the next song is by Maxo Cream, and it's called Meet Again.
Did you say Meet Again? Double on top, don't even ask me how.
Homies in the grave, I got brothers in the pen. I got some that's coming home, I got some that's going in. Tried to go to visitation, but they wouldn't let me in. So I only conversation, writing letters with a pen. Wanna see just how you doing, wanna know just how you been. Tell you who your bitch was screwing, checking on your mama nymph. Hope you get a second chance, women out since elementary. Hope one day we meet again, break you out this penitentiary. Cause what's cracking, hope you straight, know you dug it like you should. See your mama yesterday. Gave her money for your books. Different day, the same shit. Nothing changed on murder block. Cover homies hit a lick and got the other homies pop. They got shot up with a cake. I got good and bad news. They say Reggio gon' be straight, but slow grew and make it through. They hit Reggio whooping eight. Only hit slow grew with two. Brought this time that she ain't make. Crackhead junkie kill your dude. I seen your stupid baby mama. She still acting like a dot. Always fighting, starting drama. She be fucking with the ops. That's her why she never write you. Why she never help you out. She say you tripping, you don't listen, and your temper always high. But let me tell you about your daughter. Yesterday she tried to walk, every day she getting smarter, other day she tried to talk. You can't be there like a father, and it's fucking with you mentally. Court appointed lawyer, got my bro a half a century.
Come off that, the Lord knows it could be worse. I got niggas in the peeling, I got niggas in the dirt.
This whole shit is fire.
Now I'm losing hope.
That was Maxo, M-A-X-O, Creams, Meet Again.
Yeah.
Bro.
It was like, so hear me out. It was like the Southern Fried version of Nas's One Love.
Bro. More importantly.
Because like he's talking to his man since jail and shit. It's like the same premise of the song. Like even though I was like, yo, this is just like Nas. But also like Southern Fried type shit. Like this is dope as fuck.
That has to be a unanimous dope.
Oh yeah.
That
the way we all moved in unison.
I felt like the first time I heard Swag Surf. But I mean, just imagine you being in the club
and they cancel my visa. I drop 40 on a lawyer trying to reduce your sentence.
He got all your niggas in the car. But you got all driving the same way.
And they threw you I missed them days when we was mobbing, we was robbing just for fun. If you was fighting, then we fighting. Jump on, ain't no one on one. Remember clutching at the function? I got locked up with a gun. You went in every nigga pockets and got money for my bun. I know you really.
We was having too much of a moment.
That shit rhyme.
That was rhyme.
That shit rhyme. Like
put that against the one that we had last week, and then your joint confidence. Oh my!
Like when it gets warm again, I'm gonna ask you to sing that to me so I can just play that.
Fire. So unanimous dope.
Yeah.
I, there's no way you can give that an or. One person would give it an or, but they're not here tonight. So,
wow, that shit was fire.
That was top tier. They're gonna play that shit at the festival.
Five festival?
No.
You know he's bringing that shit back.
Are they bringing that shit back?
That's what he said when he. I followed Ja Rule's tweet just because I like trolling that nigga. Mm-hmm. He may never respond to me, but I just always be like. Are you sure that's what you want to say?
Does it work? Does it work?
All right, so our next song is by DaBaby, not Lil Baby.
Hey, yo, what song is this?
This is Baby Already.
This is DaBaby's 21.
Hey, yo. First of all, shout out to motherfucking North Carolina. Y'all know what it is. I'm gonna put on, because, you know, people that I went to school with, they'll tell y'all that I be hating on the state and shit. But yo, shout out to fucking North Carolina. Slim, like, yo, It's John like nice out there sometimes, yo. Shout out to the 336, the 919, the 9 Diamond, all that. Shout out to the 4. Shout out to the 252. Y'all know who it is. Shout out especially to Trey 4. Mm. You ran right. You know what it is.
Mm-mm-mm. So this is DaBaby's 21.
I see you on the trail, man. Say that. Oh Lord, Jesse made another one. Hey, I see only 20 money, she a savage. Be so bad, she made my head a bit of average. Talking nasty, I call him my little bad bitch. She call me daddy, but I am not a daddy. Hey, I see only 20 money, she a savage. Be so bad, she made my head a bit of average. Talking nasty, I call him my little bad bitch. She call me daddy, but I am not a daddy. Still don't need a pay. Which I'm paying for the flow, cause I got cheaper rent. I be strapped up at my show, you know I keep a heat. Blowing loud to keep a flow, cause all these people need me. When I was down, I was on my own, all these people need me. I had to branch up on my own to make these people leech.
Okay, dope note. That wasn't
his better song.
It wasn't.
It
started off good and then it went down that like old like Lil Uzi Vert like
just like that kind of tranced out like you just rapping for the sake of rapping
exactly that so that's an or for me Tiff
that's or
I'm gonna give it an or I'm high, and that shit was hitting
for me. Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I'm being nice with the oils.
We only have, what, 1, 2, 6 more? So we'll make them quick. This one is Mama, I Hit a Lick, featuring Kendrick Lamar by 2 Chainz.
Chili. Tell my mama I hit a lick.
Tell my mama I hit a lick.
Mama, I hit a lick.
Mama, I hit a lick.
I'm coming back, send an address. Progress never digress. Your last minute past the fly test. I eat rappers, no digest. Fuck a piece, I want the whole pie grab. Money taller than a dry rap. Bunch swayed by the mic stand. Have you ever had 2 1 nice dance? I'm an emperor, very sinister. Someone smoking on indica. Fox on me like devil. I pray before meal spiritual.
Birthdays for the big face. Everyone's about they wanna switch place. And with the game, I wanna see ace. Bow, bow, straight to the face.
I'm taking my lawyer the whole week. Making a play in the police face. They were like, man, he fresh. I was like, go DJ. When they play.
Did he just reference Manny and Go DJ? Same. All right. I'm going to just go and give that a dope. Just actually, no, I can't do that. I'm going to give it an or. I'm going to give it an or.
Same.
Or.
Yo, man, that shit funny as
hell. Did he really just.
That shit's wild funny, dog.
It's a dope enough.
Nah, I'm going to give that shit. That's going to be a dope for me, yo.
That's going to be a dope.
Because you don't think the beat's going to go there when you first hear that shit.
Well, you saw me. I was like,
oh, shit. That shit actually kind of fire, yo.
All right. So the next song, it's an older song, but nobody was ever paying us any attention. It is called If I Ever Fall in Love. Yes, it's a cover by Pentronix.
Yo.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one, but I was caught up. The physical attraction, but my satisfaction. Maybe you are more than just a face. And if I ever fall in love again, I will be sure that the lady is a friend. True, I will be sure that the lady's just like you. That's what the next time should be a friend. If I say that I can be your one and only. Leave me lonely. I just wanna be the one you need. I just wanna be the one to save you. I'm a feeling if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share.
Oh shit! I'm sorry, I had a moment, but dope enough.
Dope. I like them. I appreciate vocal talent.
Yeah.
So in the age of LMA.
Yo, first, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing this shit, yo. We're not doing this, yo.
Sorry, okay, never mind.
Look, just take because we're older than LMA and she talks about shit that only young girls actually like agree with, like that booed up fucking song, talking about a fucking
date. It was cute for the moment.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's not act like she ain't talented. Like, that's the fucked up bullshit that I don't like.
Now, would you rather listen to 18 Hours of LMA or A. Marie?
Nigga, you can't compare LMA to A. Marie, yo.
I'm gonna have to go back. I haven't heard A. Marie in a long time.
Nigga, it don't matter. It's real simple. Nigga, A. Marie makes the greatest summer song of all time. She's the
nigga. You don't need to call anymore. Don't fuck with you at all anymore. You don't need to stall anymore. We don't keep in touch. touch anymore, cause we ain't in love anymore. Anymore.
Dog.
She ain't even sung yet.
Yo, one of these days, we gonna have to like let people understand, like, if you could take a DC summer and encapsulate it in a single song, it is that song. Like, Nick, Why Don't We Fall in Love is the quintessential DC summer in a song. Mm-hmm. Like, a perfect fucking day, a perfect summer day in DC. Like, you woke up in the morning, you just got your hair cut, you went had a wash and got all the shit put into it properly, mm-hmm. You got your right fit on, you about to hit a date, you went to brunch, you about to hit a day party, and you just outside, like, enjoying the fucking, like, the fucking vibes, nigga. It is literally Why Don't We Fall in Love in song form.
And the thing is, you can play that shit at a day party, or you can play it at 12:30, right when the club start jumping. And you're like, wait, like, they just switched to fucking A. Marie?
Same energy.
All I'm going to say is, if A. Marie would have kept on her trajectory instead of her producer going and selling that song to Beyonce.
That's not what happened.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about it another day.
Shout out to the Angry Man on Twitter,
because
me and him had a conversation about that shit, mm-hmm. And there's an actual story behind what happened with Rich Harrison's label, Rich Girl,
mm-hmm.
And why he's not even like able to be found like that.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Harrison actually went to, he's from Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
Just like A. Marie, but he's from Washington, D.C. He actually went to Archer Carroll High School, mm-hmm. And all of that, which I'm a graduate of. So it's just like, yeah, that's But yeah, the next song. But oh no, wait, we giving that shit a dope, right?
We gave that. I gave it an or. I gave it an honest or. You gave it a dope, and Tiff gave it an or.
Okay.
Yeah. Since we're doing throwbacks that nobody heard yet.
Okay. So, but before that, I have to play "Karma" by Lucky Days, so I can search for that. Mm-hmm. So this is Lucky Days, "Karma."
I got me a new girl, call herself Karma. Talk about if I ever got the chance to. I permit me her mama. Curves on her body got me burning through rubbers. So good, we go 0 to 60. And leave it, she miss me. Now she wanna kiss me. Whoa. No, I better slow down, I'm going too fast. He won't playing with a trigger, she might shoot back. She was cool with the shoes and a new bag. Now she wanna give me to herself, I'll do that. Come on, come on, she won't stop running around.
That sounds like if you gave that same track to Genuine,
uh-huh.
At that time, like say when, you know, he was at his peak, classic. I mean, he literally did a Prince song justice, so.
That's also very true.
But I'm still giving that an or. I'm not going any higher than an or.
That was a very big compliment, Genuine, but I mean, say or.
I'm a fan of Lucky Day. That nigga mm-hmm. makes nice, like, nice shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, outside of the fact when I bless y'all niggas with that contemplate shit.
Come on.
We ain't playing it. We're not going to play
it. We're not. We already right. played it for the past 2 weeks.
You're right.
They hate us now.
That shit is great. But yeah, you know, just want to make sure that nigga's new. Like, you know. It's
dope or no?
I'm giving it an or. I'm giving it a high or. It's a high or.
All right. So, this song is by Eric. So, right now, Eric is 2-for-2 when it comes to, like, bangers,
this
honestly.
This is not a banger. This is some central ass shit.
Okay.
You just gotta let this shit rock, though.
So this is by I Am Nobody, and the way you spell it is I-A-M-N-O-B-O-D-I. you know, just in case somebody does like I did originally and put the Y instead of the I. Mm-hmm. So, and this song is called An Idea. So, here we go. Critic tonight because honestly I don't want anything to beat Maxo Cream's Meet Again. That was so cold, like
that shit was cold.
But I'm gonna still give that one a dope. I'm gonna get that a dope because I know for a fact I'm gonna listen to it again, and I'm gonna be that nigga and be like, yo, I heard this before y'all.
How about you niggas?
It's like I put y'all on this.
Y'all niggas on this shit. Yeah.
So that's a dope for me. What about you?
Or yeah.
Okay. E.
That's just dope. Dope. Nigga, look, nobody saw this shit on my Snapchat, nigga. I made the most official ass video to that song.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was lighting a blunt. Like,
it's like, hey, this is my shit. You gonna like it?
Yes.
You gonna like
it? You gonna like it?
This is for you. I'm doing it for you.
All I'm saying is, if you make any babies to that shit, my name is Eric with a C.
Mm-hmm. Just let them know. All right, so the next song is Babysitter by DaBaby. Again, because it's DaBaby week. DaBaby. And it's featuring Offset.
You know I ain't come to play a CD, I'm snapping off the rip. Yo, say I'm a favorite nigga. You probably don't want to let your baby mama take a picture. Why? Because I'm the type of baby that's going to fuck the babysitter. I just did a show and put up laughing on the hate nigga. Them bitches hit me, they drop ass. I'm on these rapper niggas' ass. I put in 40 out, he better have an angel with me. You trying to put me for a show, you got to pay me before I go. He feed the family, I ain't got no time to play with niggas. I see these niggas think they tough, you play with me. You know it's tough, you think it's sweet to call my bluff and I'm a spanking nigga. Yeah. Fuck all them niggas and whoever they got. I'm a die of old age, never I die. Do. Roll down on that nigga. Fuck the drive-by. Yeah, this bitch came in with me. She ain't mine, she not high. Free my cousin till he free. He doing time, let him free. I'm the motherfucking best, but I'm not Cali. We the best. She like how I be dressed, ain't no salad. Uh-huh. Can't fuck with her, she messy, that's a hazard. Oh no. Tell the ref to blow the whistle, that bitch trapped. Fuck all that talking, we bout to ask you what we bout. You got a son, you play with me, your son a bastard. That nigga trippin', why he laughing?
Nah, that's fucked up, bro. You ain't have to goddamn bring the kids.
You know I ain't come to play with
me. Whoa, wait. Did he just mid-stroke a song? I know you was going. I know your kid was still awake.
He's like, no, you ain't bring the kids, yo. You got a kid, you fuck with me, your kid a bastard? Nigga, wow! Hey, yo, that nigga wild, son.
I gotta give another dope. I've given out more dopes tonight, so we gotta play.
This has been a really good night, dog. That's my shit, though. Like,
so that got a dope for me because I know I'm gonna hear it in public. I'm like, yo, I remember sitting on the couch listening to this shit, but when a DJ is playing that shit and it's thumping in the background, Tiff, dope note.
That shit is dope. Right. Like, it ain't even a joke. Like, that's just easy.
And anybody who's actually looking for our playlist and wants to just listen to the shit in advance, you know you can just go to Apple Music and type in dope ? Or space nope ! It's all there. I'm gonna end up having to put it on like YouTube, but I got it on Spotify, Tidal, as well as Apple Music. The link will be in the show notes.
Has this been introduced before?
No, but
there's a song about Spirit.
Oh no, that's actually how we're ending the show.
Oh, Lord.
I appreciate it.
But we got two more. So this one is by Levin Cali. We won't play much of it. It's called Some Wrong.
When I look in your eyes, it's so easy to see. It's so easy to cry. It's so easy to leave. And baby, I'm by your side. Tell me what's on your mind.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Baby, we can get comfortable, yeah. If you give me some time. Now you can hold it in, but if you let me in, oh, I'm gonna do something for you, baby. And you will find that you can trust in my eyes.
Bro, that gave me like Jodeci vibes. It's still an or. It's not a dope.
I have smooth. To give,
it's smooth. It's definitely, if I'm in a car with, you know, my young lady, because she's younger than me, so she's my young lady. I can't go and say anything else, but yeah, that's an or for me.
It was dope to me.
It was dope? Okay, all right.
That's just outstanding.
Okay. All right, so our next song is by Van Jus, and it's called Addicted To, and it's featuring Baz.
Every single thing you do, it's so crazy how you change me. Yeah, baby, I'm addicted to every single thing you do. I can't take it, just know you got me, you got me. Tell me what's the wrong when you're coming through. Maybe make yourself at home. Nothing is untouchable. The minute that you do, get real comfortable. Play your favorite, play the song that'll keep us in the mood.
Okay, that was Van Jus's Addicted To. That was the Keep Cool remix featuring Baz. I don't
slow building.
Yeah, it was slow. For me, it just felt like I was listening to
a throwaway track from a Brandy song in the early 20s.
I thought it was her for a second.
Honestly, I was going to say worse. Y'all said Brandy. I thought that was like Josh Stone covering like a Christina Aguilera song.
Damn.
Like,
I've heard Josh Stone in a long time.
That's harsh, dog. That
very harsh. Bit. But that's how I felt. It felt like it felt like what happened when you see, like, Scarlett Johansson in a slavery movie. It's like, we knew this was going to happen, but, we knew this was going to happen, but, honestly, I want to give it a nope. Mainly because, as didn't help, and, like, shit, David Guetta can't help that. That song was actually really fucking bad to me. So, it's a nope for me. That's actually my first nope for the year, by the way.
How do you keep track of this? But I think it's an or, like...
Is it a high or terrible. A low or? Like...
Oh, I know how to rank the ors.
Okay, so the way I rank the ors, and I mean, anybody who's listening can do the same thing. When you rank an or, it's more so like, if it's on the radio, are you instantly going to change it to another channel, or are you going to be like, I'll get through this song as long as I know they're about to play something good? Like when a DJ on Friday on your radio, it's like, okay, you know, it's club night.
It gives me, I can't remember if it's an Atlanta station or up here anymore. Singing the smoothness. 105.9. Is that up here or down there? I can't remember.
That's up here.
Oh, okay.
Smoothness. Uh-huh.
5.9. That's what that song
is. We have to record. That's gonna be a spot. That's gonna be a sponsor.
I have no vocals.
All right. We already did our, you know, what's bothering us. So we're gonna lead us out with none other than the queen herself, and we ain't talking about Cardi or Nicki. Somebody whose shit just bangs. Megan Thee Stallion's Big Ol' Freak.
Look.
Is it love? Is it love for me?
Big old freak, big booty, big old treat. I'm gonna make him wait for the pussy. Wait, wait, she just need big old feet. Hey, feet on the bed. Hey, I fuck him up in the head. Tuck it, then look in his eyes. Then the next day, I might leave him on red. Hey, pop it, pop it, pop it. Daydreaming by high rocket. Huh, rocket my phone with a horse. So I know let me come over and ride. Ride, ride, ride. I'm on the way. Huh, ride on that thing. I'm like, hey, hey. Usually, I like to fuck. I like right foot. I'm make love cause you pay. Nobody know. I fuck with him on the low. We never show up together, but I text him when I'm ready to go. Hey, I had a couple of shots at the bar. I'm finna play with that dick in the car. I got him swerving and breaking the law. These when I'm tennis, so nobody saw. Nobody tricks like me. Huh? Yeah, what you need like me? Huh? Ain't nobody got funny tips, tiptoes, and bro to the tip like me. Hey, I got him with five. He beaning. Yeah, my body get drug and he need it. He begging me for the treat. Begging me. He throw a fit when I leave him. He like, baby, let me roll up on you. I get a little love from you. My body addictive, it's driving him crazy. Hey, I got a rolling from you. Don't know what to do without it. He fucking with you, I doubt it. They don't understand that I'm all in his head and it's making me do my body feeling. Loving doing it for me lately, going crazy, crazy. I got what you need, I'm gonna give it to you, baby. Going crazy, crazy, being it for me lately. I got what you need, I'ma give you what you crave. I'm a big old freak, I love to talk my shit. And you must be a pussy boy if you get offended. Bitches do the snow, they love me cause I'm cold. And you can't take no nigga from me, I got my control. I wanna fuck in the mirror. I like to look at your face when you in it. Come in the room and I'm giving commands. I am the captain and he the lieutenant. I need that neck like a motherfucking pendant. Need you to spit, make that motherfucker listen. Tell him shut up, make that motherfucker listen.